nightfall, Brigalad brought the hobbits to his end house. Nothing more than a mossy stone set upon turves under a green bank. Rowan trees grew in a circle about it, and there was water, as in all end houses, a spring bubbling out from the bank. They talked for a while as darkness fell on the forest.
There were rowan trees in my home, said Brigalad, softly and sadly. Rowan trees that took root when I was an Entei, many, many years ago, in the quiet of the world. The oldest were planted by the Ents to try and please the Entwives, but they looked at them and smiled and said that they knew where whiter blossom and richer fruit were growing. Yet there are no trees of all that race, the people of the Rose, that are so beautiful to me. And these trees grew and grew till the shadow of each was like a green hall, and their red berries in the autumn were a burden and a beauty and a wonder. Birds used to flock there. I like birds, even when they chatter, and the rowan has enough and to spare. But the birds became unfriendly and greedy and tore at the trees and threw the fruit down and did not eat it. Then orcs came with axes and cut down my trees. I came and called them by their long names, but they did not quiver. They did not hear or answer. They lay dead. Oh, Orofarne, lasse mista, carni mirie. Oh, rowan fair, upon thy hair, how white